I want to share with you something that a friend passed on to me this morning. I just saw it for the very first time, I don't know, an hour and a half ago, 2 hours ago. And as soon as I read it, I thought, I need to share this with you. This is written by Father Donald Haggerty, a priest of the Archdiocese of New York. He is serving currently at St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City, and this is from a book called Conversion, apparently Spiritual Meditations. And this particular meditation is on the ceaseless love of a forgiven soul. So let me set this up for you. Perhaps you, like many people, experience pangs of remorse and even sadness or shame, for example, various emotions and such based upon your past life. And maybe things that you've done in your life that really you regret deeply and you're sad about them. Now, you've been forgiven, but you feel a kind of desire to prove to the Lord and to yourself how much you really love him, especially when you look back and think about the things that you did when you really weren't loving God quite so much, and you were loving other things that God said no to and you said yes to. So this is the context of this meditation. So whether this describes you or somebody else, here's what he says. Getting trapped and mired in serious sin for an extended time is for some people never separated from a need after a serious conversion to give their life completely to God. Conversions in these lives do not just provide some restoration to normality. The sins of the past do not recede into vague, distant memories. In these people, a conversion retains a youthful presence, even after long years, a never-exhausted urging felt in the soul to give continually more to God. From the outside, perhaps, it might look as though it's a reaction to guilt that's driving such lives. But the psychological interpretation neglects the more interesting truth. In every age, there are souls whose desire for God is intense because of their previous sins. The years they lived forsaking God accentuate the shock of his rescue. What follows is lifelong astonishment at God's mercy, as if he loved in this manner only in rare instances, and they have been so favored. Divine mercy remains for them a first love, never abandoned, and this love affects everything in their subsequent lives. Not surprisingly, many of these souls follow a road that takes them increasingly toward deeper prayer, and their prayer has a common quality no matter what their external lives display. They learn soon to pray with great charity in intercession for souls like themselves, who need also to receive the anonymous favor of a silent benefactor's pleading for a soul's conversion. Desires for an absolute purity and generosity awaken sometimes at the edge of what could have been a ruined life, precisely where we would not expect this form of desire. Recognition that lost periods of a life can never be returned can provoke an intense desire to give completely to God what is yet remaining in a life. The soul, scarred by former sin, is sometimes, after grace, the soul that will give without reserve. It is not at all an exaggeration to affirm that great sinners often do become hidden saints. Bingo bango. Does that not hit you right between the eyes? If it doesn't, it should. I mean, it really should. I don't have an electronic version of that, but I will recommend the book just on the strength of this one meditation. Father, let's see, what's his name again? Father, where is he? Father, oh, come on, I had it here a second ago. Father Donald Haggerty. My apologies, Father. Father Donald Haggerty, a priest of the Archdiocese of New York. He's currently serving at St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City, and this is from a book, I believe, published by Ignatius Press called Conversion. Now, that we can get a link to, I think. If the book is out, we can get a link to that. But in any case, that might be a great way to meditate on your past life. Yeah, it's embarrassing. When you look back and you see something, why did I do that? Why did I keep doing that? How could I have done that? Do you ever have those feelings? I do. I mean, I'm not ashamed to admit it. I think most of us do, especially if you have a little gray in your hair. Or maybe you've lost all your hair, and it would have been gray if you still had it. But you look back on the roadmap of your life, and you have some regrets, and you say, man, I was so stupid. Why did I do that? And yet, look at what God's mercy has done for you. This is the whole point of the divine mercy prayers, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, the Divine Mercy Novena, the Divine Mercy Revelations to St. Faustina. That's the whole point of it. Is it doesn't matter where you've been, doesn't matter what you've done, doesn't matter how long you did it or how bad it was. God's mercy is there for you. All you have to do is accept it. And then whammo, the changes will start taking place.